15 years and counting for the Roanoke Outside Festival. It's GoFest, which originated at River's Edge Complex but moved to downtown Roanoke some years ago. For its second year, GoFest this weekend, Friday through Sunday, it's also going to include a satellite location at Explore Park in Roanoke County. Joining WFIR anchor, senior reporter Gene Moreno, me live in studio this morning, we're going to talk all things GoFest with Kate Pettigo, events manager for the Roanoke Outside Foundation. Kate, nice to have you with us. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good to see you. Now, before we get into the particulars, Kate, for this year's GoFest, remind people what the Roanoke Outside Foundation is all about and how Roanokers can help support that foundation.
Absolutely. We're all about building an outdoor community that is super fun, super engaging, and welcoming, getting people aware of everything that there is to offer in the region, and then putting on these signature events. And this one we do with the Roanoke Parks and Recreation.
Now, I guess, will some of the proceeds of anything go to Roanoke Outside Foundation from GoFest?
Yes. So what we do is we have a fund called the Project Outside Fund, and that fund funds small grants that are making the outdoor community better within the year. So trail access, maintenance, outdoor programs to serve, you know, underserved youth, basically projects that get people outside and take care of our outdoors within a year.
Yeah, and sometimes $2,000 or $3,000 can make a lot of difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you guys have didn't you guys help build the dock at like Carvin's Cove at one point?
Yeah, the accessible floating dock at Carvin's Cove was one of those projects. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if people want to make a donation, they can do that online, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Just Google Project Outside. That's the way I do it. And that'll get you right down to the right page.
All right. We're talking with Kate Pettigo from GoFest. Talk about how, let's talk about before we get into particulars, Kate, how GoFest has become a regional draw. How many people are typically attending now? Where do they come from?
Oh, they come from all over Virginia and the surrounding states, sometimes even from all across the country. It started, I don't know if you'll remember, the first year was called the Roanoke Outdoor Circus.
Yeah, I saw that online. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, so just a few thousand people came to that first event 15 years ago. And last year we had north of 40,000 people. So it's clearly been a popular thing and it has grown quite a bit.
How about the move to downtown? How did
was after COVID.
It was after COVID.
Yes,
okay.
It was. And that was for a number of reasons. But we were all kind of not sure how that was going to go. And we continued to grow and people continue to love it. It's actually really interesting. We have a lot more people who kind of find it without having known that it was there. So we get a lot more people who stumble upon it now.
Because they're going to be downtown for some other reason or whatever.
Yeah.
It's funny how you mentioned pre-COVID, that's how my life is. It's a different age and time or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
Talk about the idea, Kate, behind GoFest and how it's an opportunity also for outdoor recreation companies, some of them local, to kind of show their wares to potential customers, for people maybe that are thinking about spending more time outdoors.
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite thing about the Go Outside Festival is that it is a true representation of our outdoor community and our industry kind of as it is that year. This year we have plenty more outdoor vendors. You're going to see a fantastic group of new ones. And you are going to see just these great organizations who are putting their finances and their resources and their people's passion. I mean, these are people local in the region, putting that into growing the outdoor community. We just couldn't do it without them. They are the backbone. So it's really awesome.
And sometimes all it takes for people to get outdoors more is get a new snazzy pair of shoes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that motivates me for sure.
Talk with Kate Pettigo from the Roanoke Outside Foundation. We're talking about GoFest, which is this Friday night through Sunday. Live music is a big component.
Absolutely.
At GoFest.
So
let's talk about some of the music people might hear in the big event at the Elmwood Park Base Camp on Saturday, which includes a parade of some sort.
Absolutely. So, like I mentioned, this is our 15th year, and we are hearkening back to that Roanoke Outdoor Circus from the first year. We'll be doing an outdoor circus-themed parade through the Festival Base Camp downtown, led by Soul Driven Train, who is a host of fun times. And then we will be enjoying some Larry Keel, which is going to be amazing. On Sunday, we've got Corey Hunley and the Songwriters in the Round, which is always an amazing time. Florencia and The Feeling, who just won the On the Rise award at Floyd Fest.
Right, I saw them at Floyd Fest. They're really good, yeah.
Yeah, they're great. And then Dr. Bacon, which is a super fun way to end the weekend.
So I'm imagining people can go online, look for a schedule when these bands are going to be.
Absolutely. Yep. It's all on our website. Our schedule has everything. The activities, the pro athlete shows, everything.
What is your website for GoFest, by the way?
RoanokeGoFest.com.
There you go. For a throwback to Joey, let's talk about the economic impact GoFest. You know, how's it, how the impact on the local economy, Kate? You know, and have local retailers and brew pubs and restaurants and all that benefited from the extra foot traffic now that GoFest is downtown?
Absolutely, yeah. We do a study in our office every year, and it's somewhere between $2 and $3 million a year, all that money coming from outside the region into Roanoke.
All right, 850 at WFIR, visiting with Kate Pettigo, events manager for the Roanoke Outside Foundation. We're talking GoFest. So, Kate, for the second year in a row, we mentioned Explore Park, part of GoFest. Talk about that satellite location, what's up there, and how can folk get there and back?
Absolutely. So there's going to be a free shuttle, and that will take you to and from the base camp downtown to the Adventure Outpost out at Explore Park. The Member One Ultimate Air Dogs will be out there again. I know that's everyone's favorite. It's such a good time. Cardinal Bikes will be out there doing some bike demos. Fleet Feet will be out there doing some trail running. Noke Vanco will be out there. There'll be music on the tavern stage. And there's camping all weekend. So It's a really good place to go and get connected to that a little bit more of an outdoor experience, quote unquote, if you really wanted to get on some trails and into the river area and stuff like that.
Well, I think Alex North of Roanoke County was telling me last year at least a couple thousand people made it up there.
Oh yeah, last year was the first year and we had no idea how it was going to go, and it was super successful. People really liked it.
But if you want to see the dogs chasing the frisbees, whatever, you have to go to Explore Park.
Yes,
that's a highlight for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's worth it.
Talk about some of the other acts that are coming back this year, and maybe some of the new ones. You know, like the guys cutting down the trees and all that. Is that coming?
Yeah.
The lumberjack thing?
Yes, the Timberworks Lumberjacks will be there with all their great jokes and swinging axes and log rolling. The one that I'm really excited about, I mean, I'm excited about all of them, but I'm, you know, 11-year-old Kate is super excited. Ryan Nyquist, who is an X Games legend, is actually going to be performing with the ProTown BMX stunt show by Gentry Locke. He's going to be there this year, so you definitely don't want to miss that, especially if you were an X Games fan in the early 2000s.
So where is that set up? So on one of the streets downtown?
Yep, that'll be down in front of the Patrick Henry area, in front of the library on Jefferson Street.
Right, so there will be some, people should not be expected to be able to go down Jefferson or Franklin, or what streets are going to be closed, maybe?
Yeah, it's going to be the same streets that we've been closing the last couple of years, just Franklin and Jefferson surrounding Elmwood Park. But you'll still be able to get through on Elm and on Williamson. And if you use the Waze app, the city has loaded up our closures on there. So
okay,
you can get around.
I want to talk about a couple things. Participatory, which I'm planning to do. There's a Friday night hike to the Mill Mountain Star, I think, at 8 o'clock. And then there's a sunrise hike, I think, maybe the next day.
Yeah.
Talk about that. And you guys have done stuff like that before. Is it just a really good way, you know, take a hike up to the store? It's probably, a couple mile round trip, that type of thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a really easy, family friendly, maybe hour and a half that you'll be spending with us.
Going up the back way to the store?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And that is actually really cool. That is an interest of one of our partners, Oboes Footwear. They were like, let's do some really interesting, awesome hikes this year. And so that'll be opportunity to try some Oboes Footwear. And then, it's going to be a hike to the Star on Friday night. And then there is a sunrise hike at Explore Park on Sunday or Saturday morning.
Wow. And then Mass General is kind of helping with that too.
Yes. Mass will be there on Friday night with the Star hike. And then Walkabout Outfitter will be there Saturday morning with...
Oh. Yeah. I've never heard of Oboes before. Is that another shoe company?
Yeah, they're based in Montana. Bozeman, Montana.
Okay.
They're a really, really amazing hiking shoe, and you can get them both at Walkabout and Mast.
We're talking with Kate Pettigo from Roanoke Outside Foundation. We're talking about GoFest this weekend. It kicks off. What time Friday night is it going to kick off?
5 p.m., so right after work.
Okay. And it goes all the way through Sunday.
It does, yes.
Talk about when you get feedback from people, what are some of the favorite things people like to do at GoFest?
They always mention the pro athlete shows. They mention, you know, the dock dogs. They love watching the highliners who are going to be, you know, seven stories in the air doing flips and tricks on these slack lines. They love the films. The Friday Night Film Festival is Mountain Film on Tour.
And that's at Elmwood Park.
At Elmwood Park, presented by Mast. Thank you, Mast. I think that a lot of them really just love, like, checking out the vendors and wandering and seeing what they can see and getting a sense of, like, oh, this is all the cool stuff that's out there for me.
How are you fixed for volunteers? I'm going to volunteer to pour beer Saturday night at Elmwood Park. You have all the volunteers you need at this point?
We could always use more, but we are really lucky that we have a lot of interest and we've got a lot of spots filled already.
And talk about, this is interesting, you've asked people to send pictures from past GoFests, and they'll go up on the big screen in Elmwood Park. Are you still accepting pictures at
Absolutely.
This point?
Absolutely. Yep. We've had a ton come in. So, but if you've got some, you know, go through your old photos and send them in. We'd love to put them up there.
And the best way to do that again is?
Go to RoanokeGoFest.com, and then there is a link on there.
All right, well, let's wrap up here. I wanted to ask you, we'll talk with Kate Pettigo from the Roanoke Outside Foundation. First of all, how old is the Roanoke Outside Foundation?
A little over 15 years, maybe okay. 16 or 17.
And this is really spun off from the regional partnership.
Yeah, so we're part of the regional partnership. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, how long have you been with the Outside Foundation?
Oh, that's a great question. I didn't know. Maybe almost 5 years.
Okay. So I'm just wondering, over that time that you've worked with Pete Eshelman and all that there, has the focus changed, or have you focused on different things? I'm just wondering if you zeroed in on what's the best way for Roanoke Outside Foundation to move forward.
It's a great question. I'd say we are constantly, you know, assessing and evolving and innovating and trying to figure out what works. So I would say, you know, yes to both. We keep going with a lot of the things that work, but we're always looking for new ways to build community.
And I know that at the last Roanoke City Council meeting, Terry McGuire was really advocating for Roanoke City to spend a little bit more on parks and rec, more of their budget and all that. That would probably take some burden off of you guys too, right?
I think it just, you know, it will help everybody in a lot of ways. I would say it'll take the burden off a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm. And just to kind of wrap up, you know, for some reason, Kate, if people have not been to GoFest yet in the last 15 years, maybe they're not the real outdoorsy type, you know, why should they consider coming to check out this event Friday through Sunday? You know, especially if you got a family, you want to expose them to the outdoors, get the kids off the couch or away from the screen.
Absolutely.
What's the best reason for people to come out?
Well, number one, it's free. And you don't have to feel outdoorsy to come and learn a little bit more about the outdoors. We pretty much believe everybody who spends any time outside is outdoorsy. And everything there you can do is essentially free. There's a few races that you have to pay to be part of. And obviously, you got to buy your beer. But the rest of it is, you know, is 100% free. The activities are free. The shows are free. Just entry, getting into the park is free. Parking is free on the weekend. So, I mean, there's really no reason. We're trying to basically get rid of all of those barriers for getting people outside.
Right, they can park on like the Elmwood Garage across
from
the
Elmwood. Yeah, that's the one I would go for. If that one's full, then there's a ton downtown. There's lots and lots of parking.
Okay, and once again, the way for people to find out about all this stuff online is?
Follow Roanoke GoFest on Facebook and Instagram, or head to RoanokeGoFest.com.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Friday night through Sunday is GoFest in downtown Roanoke, and with satellite location at Explorer Park. If you want to see the air dogs, you got to come out.
Yes, the Explorer Park. Yeah.
All right, Kate Pettigo with the Roanoke Outside Foundation. GoFest is this weekend, and Kate, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.